escreve tudo. Mas está tudo em base no peito. A data do meio que também gave it to him. Ele disse, Shalom. A data do Mishkel do meio para Gloactilo. He never gave it to her, having in mind that she's going to just take it and walk out with it. In divorce or in widowhood, for that matter. It's enough for the Gemara and that's Mandala quoted the Sadi test. I saw a Chuvah Rav Moshe. Anyone, look up, I asked you to see if you were Rav Moshe. You look it up? Do you have it over here in this place? Please bring it. Caleb Dallas. Devin Ezra. But Moshe passed to Vin Tyrus. And he wrote it to the Mayor for Gloactilo. He never gave it to her, having in mind that she's going to just take it and walk out with it. In divorce or in widowhood, for that matter. That's enough for the Gemara and that's Mandala quoted the Sadi test. I saw a Chuvah Rav Moshe. Anyone, you look up, I asked you to see if you were Rav Moshe. You look it up? Do you have it over here in this place? Please bring it. Caleb Dallas. Devin Ezra. But Moshe passed to Vin Tyrus, and he wrote to Vin, for some reason, he decided there. He wrote possibly to Vin Tyrus. But thousands of Vin Tyrus. But they're now usually written in as some kind of Kiddush. Here's a Vin Tyrus, where he writes what he did. Who's going to get the engagement ring, who's going to get the apartment, who's going to get the furnishing, every little detail. So Rav Moshe writes that, so we can look it up. It's in Simon, Chelek Dalet, Simon Sadi Gimel. He said that the engagement ring goes to her. And the shekel that he bought her, he says, well, it goes to every detail, belongs to her. So my opinion, it's only true what? If she's the one, if he is the one who initiates the divorce, if she initiates the divorce, then it shouldn't be so. The lashon of Rav Moshe and Atshuva is the birtzon shneihem lizgarish. They both want to get divorced. I wasn't sure. They both want to get divorced. So why should it belong to her? I guess. Thank you very much. I guess they both want to get divorced, which means that really means that it's the same thing as what? As he wants to get divorced. I guess because the elder, he's the one who divorces. Okay. That's Rav Moshe's lashon. Rav Moshe didn't specify. Get the page from Chuvah. Get the Sadi Gimel. He says, Bichon the Gash, the Moshe Yisroel. He says, Chuchel Etzem, the Ratzon, Shneam the Gash. They came to the Din Tamer of Moshe to decide all these intricacies. The Chuvah, which is written, Tavshin Chav Zion, 25 years old. He gave him what it was, why he divided all their property. That's what I thought. But the truth of the matter is, the horror, all this is all absolutely irrelevant. Everything we just learned should be irrelevant. The whole year. No, I mean just the last few minutes. Right. Since Shannon and Gersh, I'll tell you why. Where did I get it from? From Moshe, I asked to look at the Simon Sadi Aleph, the first paragraph. He says, how big is it to be? Because we don't know how big it's to be anymore. Because it's irrelevant how big it's to be. Why is it irrelevant? I'll tell you why. This is tough. Kimat v'chol anyoni gerish and ain no gel l'maisa. Ki achrei she'iyev shol garish v'al korcho. Holy the gerish in. V'misha tovea get. Who wants to get the divorce more? Whoever wants to divorce more will have to pay for this. And it sounds so cynical to us, no? Everyone's yelling about today. Tomorrow, extortion, v'chol. And Moshe with the kunim and he says, yeah, that's how it works today. Whatever, either part, whoever wants a divorce, will have to give money. Kifisha Mitzratze, Kifisha Tavea HaGet, but also Mitzratze HaShem, it's not go-go. We need equanimity, Rav Moshe says. We're out of money. Kifisha Mitzratze Litzin, or the Kabbalah HaGet. Never no gale in my time, Mr. Ksuba. It's just a matter of negotiation. You say an almona, it's no gale. An almona, there's no negotiation. Well, it's usually, if it's an almana and the children are the children of that mother, they were going to fight the mother with the kids, Kach Hashem. Elamite, Zivik Shani. But a big deal, I mean, there's all usually, there's a will, there's the Malchus, so it doesn't come up. That's very much right to be in the Simon Sariyah. So, the tenant part of the gift. So what are they saying in Simon Sariyah Gimel? What is the case in Sariyah Gimel? Let them negotiate. was that it was in terror about? I think the answer is the old time Jews in the Lower East Side, and 25 years ago, they said, Rebbe, Rebbe Moshe, you, whatever you says go. Whatever you say goes. No negotiation. We want the din. We're going to get divorced, Rebbe, okay? We want the property to be divided to Dr. Kadin. That's another one. Still be, that's another one who gets the shaitful, who gets the engagement ring, because they don't want to negotiate. So honest, good old time, honest people. What? Daughter, right? I don't know. Next wife, whatever it may be. All the life. Whatever, I don't know. I don't know why he wants me. But here's an amazing Kiddush. If you talk like Iker Adin, or vice versa, the Kiddush is clear. A color of the Kiddush is Simon Tari Bey, which I think no one else agrees with. But I heard from Rabbi Clay, hey, of course. That's what he did, for sure. From Moshe is the following Kiddush. Who was supposed to pay for the marriage, for the wedding fee? Who's supposed to pay? He is, and often the Gemara Simon Tari Yud. Right? Ain't of them Tareach Pesuda. No. Umafsida. Not for the Gemara. Fairish Gemara, that a husband required to pay for the wedding fee. Today, Rabbi Moshe writes, in most cases, Dav Yudah Manal. Today, in most cases, he pays for the wedding meal. Usually what? The Tzadakala. Tzadakala pays. Tzadakala pays. So the question becomes as follows. What kind of it is? So Moshe claims, what's the pshat? The pshat is, it's a nadan. It's part of the dowry that the kala's father is giving to the person. Instead of a dowry of a car, an apartment, clothes, furnishing, coolant, he's giving him X dollars, which he's paying for the wedding, which the person should really be equal to have to pay by all by himself. Therefore, Kaga with Moshe, if it is divorced 20 years later, guess what? Guess what? He has to pay back to her the amount of money that she spent for the wedding. That could run easily into tens of thousands of dollars. Six figures without even blinking. All this has to be paid back. Yeah. The wedding, that's like the wedding. What are you talking about? The wedding? There could be seven figures too. I refuse to go to that one. But there could be seven figures too. And
in a wedding where the house was very well given, the house was, you know what, I'm going to take the daddy away. She had 5 years later, she had to be sure that was the daddy away.
That's what it says.
Even though the house probably wasn't voluntarily.
That's right. That's your measure. Right. This is a plea on Sumo. Rav Moshe admits at the end. At the end, Rav Moshe admits it's a new Sakharita, so let's make him sure of that. The truth of the matter is, in most cases, it's again irrelevant. It's all depending on negotiation. If you go on Mika, didn't tell Rav Moshe that was a big Kiddush. The husband to give all this money to the wife. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, Rabbi, we never got to the second half of today's year, which is the Inale Umatana. Let's at least look at the Shulchan Aruch, so we'll have tomorrow be able to go into more beginning. It's taken way behind on both sides. It's impossible. I can't do this. Simonai is not your fault. My fault. Simonai is dying. I am dying. The last line. Page Kufi's test. That's up. Still have 5 minutes. Come on. Still have 5 minutes. Vimorda mitachas baila kedei l'tzaro. Vyoma hareini mitzayer oso. Turn the page, please. Mitach. Mitznei se'osali kafaka. Omitznei se'kililani. He cursed me. Omitznei se'osali mariva. He fought with me. Mitchayosu v'aramelu. What do we do? Shofin lami bezin v'homer lo. Havi yodash in at omedes v'nerde. Hasidu shubosha kufmona. Mastadis oso. You lose all the money. And how long? 4 weeks. I can't make reason, but they're going to see it. Right? You know, every day, the Rambo gets to the Rana, gets to the Rambo. So I'm going to float it more down by all of you. I wasn't sure if I'm going to be in the town of Shane. In our medic from Merida, just started to buzz it. In honor of Merida, for the Fazra, Nimlochen ba, vitava, vitolba, subosa, bloyea, la suba klap. Not exactly what we call being a makada. He loses the suba immediately, and in 4 weeks. Right. No. They know sin lo get ad yud vein kodesh. That's the top one of here in the Rambam chart. To get the yud vein kodesh, the suba you lose in 4 weeks. There's no steer between Tamar Gimel and Beis and Tamar Zal and Alf. They're one superimposed upon the other. Ve'en l'mezodos l'yid Beis Kodesh. Ha'fili him uberet, tough luck. U'mat yodel shalom, which he saw in the rush. If he doesn't give her mezodos, she can keep her with her income. Ha'vol notel peiras, we saw that in the rush too. The innate akkod of my guest, Bala Yosha, we saw that was the famous rib. But until the actual get his liberty, he gets the Yerusha. The Chaya, the Pidyoza, right. He gets peiras, he has to... redeemer, she gets taken captive. Ufurasa, he has to bury her. Why do you have to bury her? Because Nifte Tom Barzel, according to Nifte Tom Barzel, who are his. So therefore, she was you. We shot the Tanga Ufurasa, so he has to bury her. I think grab her, she didn't grab her yet. Ulaaka Yudbe, Todesh, aim the Baal Aleo Klum. There's no obligation. Okay, he alone. No kiyum at all. To stay there as a open law in more than the star. It's Rambam Shit. Lachi Yudbeis Kodesh, Lo Mahani Chazarot, can't back out anymore. And the Avda Ksubot, the growth of the Kaimah, we learned a long time ago. Zarek Lift of Law, a new Ksubot. This is all Shit of the Rambam, right? Exactly what we have in the top line. Right? So we just went to exactly the top line of the chart. Right? Gavaldi. So far Gavaldi. Now time to Rambo. The whole new Torah. Yes, I'm here. No. Different new Torah. Yes, I'm here. This is an interesting thing. The Bizman has there. She ain't no sin, she ain't no sin. Lo mashina lo yudet kodesh. Vim rosa lo garsha. Vim ene rosa lo mashina lo lisa okay? You can't allow this to go on. How can you allow this to go on? It's terrible. It's terrible. You can't allow it to go on. He's going to be stuck. He's an ogun. You can't leave him like this. He's an innocent guy. If he can marry a second wife, listen. Let's wait a year. Maybe he'll make peace, whatever. But keep him high and dry with no wife? You can't do that. That's all within Shita Tarama. Now comes around more main point of view. So yes, Tolkien. No. Sorry. Keep jumping the gun. The Yeshkogin, Shein Lahat Elisa Acheret, V'cheinika. This is as far as the, within Shita Taranda. That, you can't allow him to marry a second wife. V'cheinika. The doctor, Mr. Tua, Awusa, we don't have any Awusa nowadays, it's all together. He says, Hold on. Question. Why did the Rambam agree to the Yud-Beis Kodesh? Since the castle was raised by the Mepharshim. Didn't? After all, the Rambam came to a pass like the Ramban before him will end with this. The Rambam came to a pass like the Ramban, and the Ramban said about a case of what? Being a Messiah, there you lose everything in how long? In how long? No, in 4 weeks. So why did the Rambam want to go along with the Mechaber? He's been losing in how long? Well, months. The answer is, the Rambam never passed like the Ramban the Rashi. Oh no. Who did he pass like? Look in the chart. Who did he pass like? Exactly. He passed like the Rosh. The Rosh. That's the chart. He passed like the Rosh. That's the answer. He passed like the Rosh. I just good based Kodesh story. So look in just in the Gross of Son Chof Aleph, he says the Rambam mixed things up. He says Divrei Rav, the of the Rambam is difficult. Because Adivirav Tumuin, he mixed up the Rosh with the Rambam. Because he quotes the din of Yud Beis Kodesh and the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Rambam. According to the Rambam, in 4 weeks, you lose everything. By Be'inalei, Umetanalei. There's no 12 months. How can the Rambam mix in the 12 months by Be'inalei, Umetanalei? It's like nobody. It's not like the Rambam, it's not like the Rambam and Rashba. What's the answer? I did before. It's like the Rosh. It must be like the Rosh. He didn't mention the Yud Beis Kodesh in the right, exactly in the right place. You have to say, he mentioned it later, but it goes on earlier also. There are more than, didn't put the Yud Beis Kodesh exactly in the right place. You have to say that. Same with the answer to God's Kasha, it's just Kodesh Chet. Same with the answer to God's Kasha, it's just Kodesh Aleph. But you have to, the 12 months, as we mentioned later on in the Ramah, is going back a long, things you mentioned, long before. You have to say it, there's no alternative. Now, both what we did not have a chance to do yesterday, we said what we didn't do. We didn't discuss the scandal and the Gerson story, that nowadays things are different. And we didn't discuss the question of Sif Gimel. So, Baruch Hashem, we basically finished this page. We just ran one page short, we felt. So, Mishnah tomorrow, we'll do this page. And then we'll do Bina de Besifta, which is the next page. And that's probably all I can do tomorrow. We have to discuss one more major thing on Tuesday, which is, when do we say Mecca Kodesh by a marriage? If the husband was had a nervous breakdown, the husband had AIDS, if the husband had was married before, the husband's second wife, that's what we discuss on Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll have it, I guess. Hello, wife. And this is the look. And my bad rush, and my mother said that. Please, everybody, open up the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Ayin Zayin. Oh, boy, forget it. I have more of my comments for tomorrow's year. Tomorrow's, I hope, to be the last year going right there. Wednesday, I'll be Chazor. Wednesday morning, the Ambas. Are you sure?
Are we taking it?
Sure. The what? Yes, that's it. Let me give you the schedule for the next clip. We only have another week of shiur, because the next Wednesday is the last year. Let me give you the schedule. Give me some short somebody if you don't mind. Shiur ends last. I follow the calendar, cool little home, and that next Wednesday is the last shiur. Let me tell you what we're doing until then, Mr. Shiur. Today I want to finish a whole sugya of, you know, the Moredes in terms of the super sense of losing the money. Again, that's time for me. I don't want to schedule this today, but assuming we have enough time, we'll try to finish with the Yonim. Tomorrow, the very important shiur, one of the most important shiur of the Bichlal. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Tomorrow is the shiur about Kiddushei Tov. We discussed the whole subject of Ayin Zayin about Mumin. The Mumin, the woman, Mumin, the man. And we remember the case I didn't make our souls? And I told you about it, and we never got to it. So we have to get to it on Tuesday. Remember the story I told you? I need to make our souls. My husband was this, and this, and he didn't tell me. Is there ever a case where a man has a moon and the woman could say, if I would have known this, I would never have married him, and we just annul the marriage? We've only been discussing whether we could force the husband to divorce her. But no one ever said to Farish that you can actually force, or you can get to know the marriage of the father. The closest we came in the Mount Makomah, we saw, is the Beish Shmuel, Kuf, Nun, Dalet, Sid, Kuf, Beish, who says, stop it. Doesn't just say definitely no Kiddushin. There's almost nobody in the world who ever said no Kiddushin. And to Rav Moshe. Almost nobody to Rav Moshe. And that's what I want to put on the Ma'am HaTam, which is Rav Moshe Tshuva. We want to go through Mitzvah tomorrow. See that he has a case, and with the evidence, and back and forth. And also the Tshuva is based on Levi about it. Based on Levi, Rav Yoshua Ben Briska, the Rav namesake, this is part of our mandate to go over these Yonim this month. Based on Levi. And we'll be discussing that Mitzvah tomorrow. And the Wednesday is the Amba, and in the morning, Wednesday we'll have Chazara, and Thursday I guess we'll Chazara, a little Chumash, I hope. And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week will be Bechinas in the morning. We'll have to make a schedule later in the week when you come to Chavrusa, or to a Chazara Wednesday and Thursday. What do we have last year? We have one Chavrusa at a time, or two Chavrusa at a time?
One
Chavrusa at a time. Three, okay. And I'll be speaking to each group a few minutes, many minutes I want, 20 minutes, or the case may be. I'll be asking you to read, close. You better be ready to read. Okay?
What?
Read, well, these are what the Bechachis are on one block tomorrow. That's all we cover for paper. Next Sunday, open tomorrow. Certainly open tomorrow. And Next Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, discussing in the afternoon, the shiurim will be on the famous sugya, Das Moshe and Das Yehudit. I am Dave. The mission and I am Dave, I give you the Ma'am HaKomet. And whether Marilyn has covered the hair, doesn't cover the hair, how she covers the hair, where she covers the hair, when she covers the hair, all these very delicate issues that will be discussed forthrightly as possible. Mr. Shem, I'll give you the Ma'am HaKomet now for tomorrow. Okay? One is called a woman who is a moredith of the inale and the ta'inale. She wants to inflict pain upon her husband. She, of course, gets a very harsh treatment. And then there's a moredith of moredith alive, where she says, listen, I love him, I want him, I just can't stand him, I can't be with him, I can't go near him, I can't live with him, so I never have to have a divorce. And there's a big machlokas in the Rishonim, the most fundamental machlokas here is, what is the whole end of the sugya talking about? From Kalsa to Rav Zvid until the Vahashka, if you remember the Gemara, that whole Amud Gemara, what they're referring to? They're referring to Bilan of the Tanaleh, the opinion of the Rambam and the Ran, or they're referring to Moed Tavash, the opinion of the Ramban, Rashbo, the Rosh, and the Ramot. Okay? That's the fundamental Machlokas. There's also a perhaps an even deeper Machlokas, which is, they haven't forced the man to give a divorce. So the Rambam is forced to give a divorce to Moed Tavash, and everyone else is against the Rambam. We discussed that Barichas already used to pair. Now it's from the more monetary, technical aspects of this whole Indian. And we spoke about some of the details in the sugya yesterday in terms of the stock of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch basically follows the Rambam in everything but the most important thing. The filling forcing the man to divorce his wife. The Chazanish felt that was inappropriate. Once you reject the Rambam's linchpin, as I called it yesterday, that you force the man to divorce, that that's what forced Rambam to all the other conclusions. And the Machado rejects the whole foundation, having accepted all the monetary conclusions. That was the Chazanish's kasha. He pointed out, no kasha. He himself points out, the Tosas to the V.M. Sabah Gimel on the base in new at the end, although they reject the Rambam. They also have chat in the Gemara that the Sofa figure is referring to being the Matanale and not Moise alive. Because that's the word Imrida. The word Imrida means a rebellious woman who wants to inflict pain. Not a Nebuch woman who feels that her husband is, and she just can't go near him. That was, if you recall, what we spoke about yesterday. We also spoke yesterday about the inexplicable Ramah, but Nisei Malug having the same status as Nisei Tzon Basel against all the Rishonim, against everybody. So I gave you a terror. And I said it's based upon the Ramban and the Mishnah. So the Ramban and the Mishnah says that you lose Nisei Malug. Lalochi holds not that way. So the Ram explained that changed when we changed from the Mishnah to Rabbo Seinu. The Mishnah was an ongoing, very long process of keeping to, you keep on subtracting from the Tzuba. Not even go into the Nisei Malug. But after Rabbi Seinu knocked out the whole marriage fully, it's a quick fix, so then they didn't go into the Nisei Malug. They just knocked the whole thing out. So what entered my mind at the time was, what about Yud Beis Kodesh? Once you go to Yud Beis Kodesh, it's not quick at all. So I was wondering what Taka is going to be the din as far as the Nisei Malug is concerned. Since you don't destroy the marriage and you take away the Tzuba for a full 12 months, so the expression of the round that we saw yesterday, Nekuani Hanisuan or Akidushin or Aishas Miyad, is an inappropriate description of a 12-month waiting period. You can't call that Miyad. So we pointed out that maybe that's gotten the Ramah. The Ramah, no one can understand. It's my original finishing yesterday. Maybe the Ramah holds that once they made it a 12-month waiting period, we go back to the end of the Mishnah. More or less. And in the Mishnah, according to the Ramban, she in fact loses the Nifsei Malug. So the Ramah says, okay, so we'll treat it the same as Nifsei Tzon Basel, that she basically loses it, unless She grabs it, said, and they made it the same as the state don't bother. That's what we explained yesterday. That's the chiddush we said yesterday. And we amended the charter appropriately. So I'm not going to hold this again. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch proper and see what's happening. Remember, the Machaber, Yosef Kara passed like the Rambam in all respects except for what? Forcing the husband to divorce his wife. That you don't do. That he doesn't accept. Everything else except the Rambam fully, completely. Okay? The Ramah, as we said before, this Kazmah in the beginning of the Ramah. Ramah, now page Kuf Yud Ches, the last two lines of the page is Ramah, two out of the last, except for the last one. The Yeshon and the Af Minitzitz on Barzel, Eina Noteles, Ela Masha Tafsa. We're talking now about Moyes Allah. Whose opinion is this? This is the opinion of the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rosh. All three agree to this. And the Ramah quotes them. Then it says, the Yeshomim, which nobody says. That's what the Goyim says. No Rishon in the world says it. Who took the test, the last on the girl? Who tamua ma'o, the last of the chalashitis? No one argues. So that's my territory. And it tries to defend this line in the Ramah. What's glaringly absent from the Ramah, though? What main point did it leave out? In Moyes Alai, said it was the Shulchan Aruch, although it omits the Rambam's opinion, that you force the husband to give the wife a divorce, that he omits. But what does he say in the Mechaber? He says, Ein lo ksuba klal. She loses the ksuba when? Immediately, the Mechaber says. Now what should the Rambam have said? If the Rambam means to hold, like the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Rosh, what should he have said? Right. You have to wait, use Beis Kodesh. You don't divorce immediately until you use Beis Kodesh. You don't lose the Zulim until you use Beis Kodesh. How come the Ramah left it out? It's a question which no one has an answer to. There's room to go and answer this question. That's in the last of the Sipkot Ches, Vav Kvuim. Lohizki use Beis Kodesh, which he tells them. I'm not sure what a little asterisk means, but the word Kvuim, see that asterisk? See it? What's it refer to? I don't understand. You should ask that it refers to something. I don't know what this is. Oh, so I thought, one second.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't follow. After Ramon, although he doesn't read the word about Yud Beis Kodesh here, is relying on something he says much, much later. Much, much later. The Ramah says at the very end of the, we saw yesterday, the very bottom of the next page, Ula'acha Yudbeis Kodesh and Lo Mahani Chazarasa of the Ksubotah. So the Ramah says it only in the context of the Inalei and the Sa'analei, perhaps Ramah understood it to mean that it should go back on, even in the case of what we call Mori Solar. It's a good cash. I don't know if it's a typo or it's an omission. Or he was relying on what he said later on. I can't answer that question. But you have to say he meant Yud Beis Kodesh. Otherwise, it's against there's no way out. He must have meant that he must have relied on it. It's a misprint. I look up this, by the way, as far as my Kiddush is concerned, the Beis Yosef, B'Shem, Shuma, Saran, B'Shem, Arad, doesn't say a word about it. It's going to be a lie. They often, the Ramah did not write these parentheses. He didn't put in his own Ma'am HaTarmis. Somebody else asked him to put it in. It's not always accurate. Nothing, it's so the standard stuff. No one says that. I look at the Beis Yosef, doesn't say it. The only way I can say Pshat is Marchat, which is a Chiddush, but that's how I understood it. Okay, then that takes care of Moyes Alai, okay? Finish the Moyes Alai part of the chart for the moment. Now, Bina Mitzana, what does it say? So the Mechava passes which way? Like the Rambam again, that you lose everything in 4 weeks, as far as the Ksuba is concerned. You postpone the guest for 12 months. As far as this is on Basel, and this if you say it belongs to him unless she grabs it, this thing will belong to her. And exactly as the Gemara says, the Rambam says that Gemara is referring to Bina Mitzara. That's the Shitas HaMachaber V'Haramba. Of course, the Ramah shouldn't like this either, right? But the Ramah never rejects the Rambam. The Ramah says later on, take a look over here in the Ramah. The Ramah says, here we are now on Amud Bey. Kuf Yud Ket Amud Bey. Okay? Proof your test on the base. So the Ramos has a number of things to say. We have to be careful how we try to break it down one by one. There's so much to say over here, we have to see a little one thing at a time. The Ramon the Lessi, the last line of the page. Imrosa Lagarsha Toch Yud Beis Kodesh. The man wants to divorce his wife within Yud Beis Kodesh. It's the Inalei Matanalei. No, we have to start earlier. The Machaber said that the Rambam, you lose the Tzuba and Bina Matana in 4 weeks, it's over. Quick fix. 4 weeks, it's over. That Machaber, you want to take a look, see where it is. It's the next to the last line in the big chunk of the Machaber, which is Vitovet, he says, Vitovet Tzubasa. He's only after 4 weeks. Below Yek Tzuba Krau. He only messed up off Vidala Shabasa. That's the fifth line of Vidala Shabasa. Then you lose it right away. Despite that fact, you don't get the get for 12 months. So the Rambam interpreted the Gemara and Samach Dalet superimposed upon Samach Gimel, as we explained at the Glen last week. Now the Ramah says as follows. Ula'acha yud beis kodesh ein lebal alea tuum. What? V'chein hi alav? Me'acha she'ofta ha'ksuba ein lebal ha'ksuba. So again, the Gemara, what? Where? The Ramah never said explicitly that you lose the ksuba only after 12 months. The Mechabah, you lose the ksuba after 4 weeks. And the Ramah never took him on head on, never said the Farish no. What's going on with this Ramah? So again, you have to assume Alright, the Rambam should have said, V'yesh Kolkim, Rambam should have said, V'yesh Kolkim, Sovrim, Shalom Siddur Tzuvasa Yud Beis Kodesh. Rambam never spelled it out. Because the Mechabah, you lose the Tzuvim, how long? 4 weeks, let's see this at Rambam. Rambam, you lose the Tzuvim, how long?
I didn't know that.
Sorry?
Did you ever say that?
He says that later on, Derek Agabi says, Ula acha yud beis kodesh ein lebal alea klum, v'chein hi alav, me'acha she'ov da ksuba. So what do you see? The ksuba's lost when? After 12 months. Right? Otherwise, it's something to do 4 weeks. Ein lo she'kol tnoi ksuba, me'acha she'yucha legar she'vilo ksuba, v'hi me'akva me'ertzono. Who says so? Divrei HaRav. He had no mucka for it. For the Ramah. Why not Mokka for the Ramah? Because there's a kasha which is raised against the Ramah. Look at your chart, Ramah says. Look at your chart. Everyone has the chart in front of him? The Ramah Paskins, in Vienna Matana, you lose the ksuba after a year. So the question was raised by the Chalkos Mechokek and others, what do you mean? The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban, and the Rashbah, and the Ran all agree you lose the ksuba in 4 weeks. Why would the Ramah say you lose the ksuba in a year? What's the answer? What's the correct answer? Who did he pass like the Rambam? Not like the Rambam, not like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Rambam, not like the Rashba, not like the Ran, but like the... Who? Say it louder. The Rosh, correct. The Rosh is the one who maintained, you saw it in charge last week on Wednesday, that the same way as he postponed the loss of Tzuba for 12 months in the case of Moshe alive, Kosha came. Right? So the same thing would apply to a circumstance of Dinalei Mishdanalei, and you have the same exact thing. You may recall the Rush said the only difference between the two of them is one thing, the Machariz and Dalat Shabbos. Otherwise, in monetary law, they're exactly the same. The get is, everything's exactly the same between Dinalei and Marsai, according to Shitas HaRush. And the Ramah follows the Rush. But he does it in an underhanded way. He should have said, V'yesh Cholkin. That's the cash against the Ramah. He should have said, V'yesh Cholkin, the Ferish. But the Ramah makes, as I think, what we said before, Ramah assumes you know the sugya, and you'll figure out from a later remark that what he meant to say. But somehow I think even in the previous Ramah, earlier on Amar Aleph, but he left out the idea of Yud Beis Kodesh. He also was assuming you would figure it out based on some later remark. Although it's much smarter over there, because there it's a different case. There's more by Yasbina. But still, he's relying on what he's going to say later on. That's it. Otherwise, Ramah makes no sense.
Wait, why? How does the general who us are lacquer you pay for in a bottle of that cool? He's saying that he doesn't have to do the general for us. The chain you may allow me after of the two bottles, meaning the pura and the pigeon.
No. Really? hafash of the hatsuba, the loss of suba proper, ain't love called night suba.
Read the word.
Don't read the word. The hafash of the hatsuba, ain't love called night suba. The suba means suba. It means 200 zoos. That's what it means. The main suba is lost, and it's lost only after 12 months. It doesn't bother me. I'm convinced the Ramah's passing like the Rosh. I can't blame the Ramah. Ramah almost always passes like the Rosh. If there's one reason the Ramah passes like the most often, it's the Rosh. This is it. No question. The Rosh, the Rami Wittenberg, the same tradition that the Ramah always passed, the Chachmei Ashkenaz. But they pass it here the same way. No kasha. But it's important. Yeah, the Ramah never said it befeirish. And the Devarim who were involved in it, they say, fixing things up. That's the Diri Arach Tumuim, that's the Gross of Kafala. Why was Tumuim? Because he's mixing things up, he's not telling you. You're right, he's mixing things up, but he's passing like the Rosh. He's just not telling you the favorite. What he means. Okay, but that's what he means. He seems to pass like the Rosh. And he has that the only way out of Tekstat in the Ramah. There's no other way out as far as I can understand it. And you have to assume that the Ramah is giving us the credit to figure things out, not only here, but even when he's outside of Amad Aleph, he's also relying on us to figure out later on what's happening. This is what it says. Fine. Now we have to go, this is all Medina the Gemara of Osa. But now, something changed in the Gemara. Something changed of Osa, something very dramatic changed. What's that? Came along a man named Rabbeinu Gershom Aragola. Rabbeinu Gershom Aragola said, you can't divorce your wife against the will. And you can't take a second wife for that matter. So that turns everything out. That's what we, at the end of the year we started reading yesterday, but we never really got it properly. Now it's like a new Indian. What changes since Rabbeinu Gershom? What changes since Rabbeinu Gershom? So that's now a new page. Look, it's good for us. It's a new page. So we'll see the new beginning. Kuf Yud Testament out, the top line. Everyone see? The Yesh Omim, the Bizman Hazeh. Everyone see it? Please, look inside. Please, it's very important. The Bizman Hazeh, because we do live Bizman Hazeh, don't we? The Bizman Hazeh?
Well,
we live in our Bizman Hazeh. Although we did see a chance going to Bavadja, the thing. The priestess increased, so now we look for it. But other than that, we're living in the same kind of Bizman Hazeh. Yes, my meeting today is the new Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, She'ein, Nosin, Beis, Noshim, Lo, Mashina, Lo, Yud, Beis, Chodesh. You no longer can allow the man to be left high and dry without a wife for 12 months. See, in the old days, before Rabbeinu Gershom, they kept the marriage somehow around for 12 months, hoping there'll be a reconciliation. Meanwhile, the guy can get another wife. And when the 12 months are up, she's going to be a divorce, or she want to go back to him. Either he'll end up two wives, or maybe we'll discard the second one. I don't know what he'll do. But at least he has the opportunity. Okay, that'll be nowadays, if it's not an option, you don't wait 12 months. So you get her right away, he divorces her. Then Amor wrote her, Matir and Elisa Harris. Do you believe it? Immediately you give him an opportunity to marry a second wife. So that's the Mordechai. The cherem doesn't apply in this case, apparently. Apparently, the cherem would not apply in this case, because she's a moreda. Patient. The yesh chokin. She ain't the hat of Lisa Cheres. You can't allow it. Yes. No. Because it's much harder to force him to give a get, because the shadow of a dindoraisa. Because again, it's opposed to letting him marry, but it's only a shadow of the Cheren and the lower level of severity. Okay? The doctor bin Isua of Chenikar. So we don't allow him to marry a second wife. We don't allow him to marry a second wife. The Chenikar, we don't. Now, what do you do? So hold on. Then Rabbi says, the doctor bin Isua. Abel Arusa, Abel Redis, Abel 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 Bal Korcho? Alright. Oh, Yisach Harris and Matirlo. In other words, then you will allow him to take a second wife. Rene Russo. That's what I thought. I think she's the typo. I think she's Bal Korcho. No, Bal Korcho is better. See, I hesitated. You saw my hesitation to go against it up in the Ramon. But Uri, Baruch Hashem has the old print, and the old print is right. Take a pencil and change it to a hay. Really? Not a pen. Only with a pencil. I think Uri's right. You see, you saw I was hesitating? I was about to say it's a mistake. I didn't have the guts. But Uri, Baruch Hashem, an old, ancient, almost a manuscript of the Ramah. In the context of the Baal Korcha, because you either let him marry, divorce her against her will, or you let him marry somebody else. So there's two options which the husband has. V'nir releases the Ramah, Dabka Toch Yud Beis Kodesh. Avaliyacha Yud Beis Kodesh, Imu Rotze, Legarish, Tzricha, Lekavala, Emen, Mimenu, Baal Korcha. Omatil, Alisa, Acheret, even if she's in the Suah. The Ein Koach, V'araisha, La'agno, La'olam. So therefore we say that even for Nesua, after 12 months, we either force, what do we do? We do what? We force her to accept the guest against the will, or he's allowed to marry a second wife. Now which of these is the lesser of the two evils? That's a big question. The Beis Shmuel seems to take consistently throughout over here that the lesser of the two evils is to divorce the woman against her will. Others disagree. Let's not make a stir right now. We're just talking much more important things than Sukkot. But time out. The adult part of the psychology. The Beis Shmuel, the number of places over here that it's better to divorce the wife against the will than to take a second wife. The less of the two evils. However, the other person disagrees. The Beis Shmuel, by the way, not only says it over here, but if you look at your Simon Kuf Yud Tet in Steve Kotten Ches, he says it was Beferish, but that's less severe. And he says the same thing in his Kitter over here, the Kitter at the end. Dini Mor, the rest of the Tzorah, says the Beferish again over there. He consistently says it's the less of the two evils to divorce the woman against the will, rather than to do what, than to take a second wife. The Piskei Tshuva back in Simon Aleph, the Prophet has Zion disagreed, it's better to take a second wife than to divorce the woman against the will. And the Chazon Ish concurred. Simon, well, we asked him to look at Simon Ayin, what's the Tzama Ches? It's called Yud, it's called Zayin. He says that's better than take a second wife. But the big question that we talk about, would it have the Meir Rabbanim, or would it have the Meir Rabbanim? So strictly speaking, it's probably good without it have the Meir Rabbanim. If you ever seen it, ever see him? You ever see it, Meir Rabbanim? They all start off the same way. Everyone I've seen starts off the same way. Hetaner Rabbanim means that the woman refuses to accept the get the Shabbat. So you get 100 rabbis to sign a paper. But the man is allowed to just take a second wife. They almost all felt the same way in the first paragraph. You know, really, the whole Hetaner Rabbanim is superfluous and unnecessary. So look at the Ramah, it says, that 12 months pass, you refuse to take a get. He can be mafti, he can die a second wife, even without Hetaner Rabbanim. But, just in case, some disagree, so we'll write Hetaner Rabbanim anyway. That almost everyone stops that way. Leave that out, try to bring you a copy of just a random Hetaner Rabbanim to see. Huh? It's not frequent, but it happens. They celebrate Hetaner. It was one very celebrated, the Bible, two very celebrated and distinguished families, which triggered a book, with a full book written against Hetaner Rabbanim. I mean, Kutru, something yay big. Bigger than this, I think. Against Hetaner Rabbanim. What happened was, the man ignored the Kutru, and now remarried, and had a child, so by that time, I guess the woman already accepted the guest. She gave up. But we're talking about the most distinguished family that we can imagine. I don't want to mention any names, those many I've never heard of it somehow. They were Mars that year.
When the last
year
I'm
not saying,
No.
No. Talk about Nisul. Rabota. Siv Gimel. We must cover ground. Hamoredis Hazos. She's the being a Matana woman. Shehi yoteis achayud beis kodesh below tzuba, tavazir kol davar shehu shel baal. She must return everything which belongs to the husband. We ready to discuss the matanos. claims on her. She says, sir, so it's her fault that I'm forced to take an issue to divorce her, that he can't get his maternity back. We point out that no kids of the Arab have pressure. A dispute in this very point, is it her fault or not? And if it's just doubt, according to most post-game, then she is considered a mukhzah. So then it's a critical point, that never before getting divorced, and they haven't filed a dintara, you have to tell them, the first move is dangerous. You want to take the first jumps first. That child is going to lose the matanas, all the gifts that the husband and his family and his parents and his friends and his visitors all gave to the kala, but before the wedding, during the wedding, after the wedding, we're going to be forfeit by whichever party jumps first. That's again, we're going to make your blames it on her. He says, Sarah, it's her fault that I'm forced to take an issue with the divorce, that he can't get his matanas back. We point out that no kids of the Arabah have pressure. A dispute at this very point, is it her fault or not? And if it's his doubt, according to most posting, then she is considered a mukza. So then it's a critical point, if that doesn't get a divorce, and they have a power in terror, you have to tell them the first move is dangerous. Whoever takes the first jumps first, that child is going to lose the matanas, all the gifts that the husband and his family and his parents and his friends and his visitors all gave to the kala, but before the wedding, during the wedding, after the wedding, we're going to be forfeit by whichever party jumps first. That's again, we're going to be going to Ikir Adin. We're going to come later and see whether any of this is really relevant. We'll come to that in a few minutes. Siv Gimel. Hamarena Tazol, Chief Josiezah, Ha Yudbe Todesh, Bulotuba, Tarzir Kol Dover, Shushal Baal. All the matanas go back to the whom? To the husband, because it's her fault. She's the Meredith. Right? As opposed to where he takes initiative, and he can't prove with Adim that it's her fault of Sarah, but then he would have to choose to keep all the matanas. Have on the Chosim Sheikh Nisalo, Ublaho Sarah Akayomik, right? Look to the chart, this is Tom Barza. Him tough, same as seeing the other. Him low tough, same as the low. This is exactly what it says in the Shulchan Aruch by Bina Mitarna, which is the opinion of whom? The opinion of the Rambam, right? So Mechaba passing like the Rambam. Rabina Mitzarna, the din is that the chosin belongs to him, unless she grabs it, it belongs to her. Top line, the very top line of the chart. That's exactly what the Mechaba says over here. Fine. I don't hear what you're saying. No, you see, Nichseton Bardaloam are considered almost to be as belonging to the husband, right? And as a result, he has a much better shot. Normally, I choose the question. The question is the same way as he said he didn't give it to her and having in mind that she should walk out on him. So she should say, I didn't give it to him, I didn't bring it unless I expected he should walk out on me. Yeah, but she's walking out though. She's walking out on him. So if she brought it and she's walking out, so it's forfeit. The Kashmir Makashi. Right, sure. The Dina Matana. Now, before we go any further in the Ramah, it's almost silent. Ramah has only one phrase. The Karpal shall son Basli not tell us. Where do we see this? He taught us in the Rush. Well, Torah is the source. He got us in the Rush. We read it on Wednesday inside in the Rush. Why should this be so, this Karpal story? Why should it be so? So the answer is follows on both sides. If the woman gets married, and she brings, let's say, into the wedding, into the marriage, she brings silverware. Okay. She takes the silverware, she puts it into the cupboard, into the closet in the kitchen. That's considered having given the silverware over to whom? Over to the husband. So the Baal considered the toughest automatically with all the different own Baal, which I'm a powerful in, which can move. Then he's considered the toughest. And if he wins, that she grows it back to him. The suffix, the hashtag, the machina, the machina, and some of that. But Karka, what do you mean? She marries him. So as a dowry, her father gives her a field, a house, for the income, for the rental, for the agriculture, the case may be. What do you mean? She gave it to him. You can't pick up Karka and give it to a man and give it to him. It's stuck. The earth, all of my mother. It's a move. She can't say, I'm giving the Karka over to him. But guess what? The reason she keeps it. Because he never became a Talmud in the first place. They're living together for 20 years, lives in harmony, and he's using the soil, tilling the soil and getting the products and the profits, etc. But she never is considered having given it over to him, because Karka is not this person giving over. So therefore, she is really the Muzekas all the time, and if a split comes about, she keeps it. That's the Chat in the Ramah, based upon the Rush. But it's a major and fundamental issue about the Ramah's silence. You know, silence, as I just said in my last meeting, silence is also something. When you're silent in the face of things that are going on, it's also interpreted in a certain way. You cannot always be silent about that. Keep that in mind. You cannot always be silent. All right? So now, same thing over here. Ramah is silent. Listen to the rebellion, they'll pay one to be silent. All right? Meanwhile, be silent. The Rechava says something, and the Ramah is silent. Ask the Chelbos Mechokek in Sivkatan Chav Gimel. Why is the Ramah silent? The Ramah should scream and yell and kick. Why? Look at your chart, Rabotai. Before you even look at the Chelbos Mechokek. We're talking about Bina Mitzarna. We're talking about Nipsei Tzon Barzel. So the Mechaber calls the Rambam. The Ramah, don't forget, in Sivveis, passing like the Ramban and the Rashba against the Ramban. Now, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, what's the din in the case of Nisei Tzon Barzel? She loses it immediately in 4 weeks. Completely loses it. She can't even be tofish. That's the Chelkos Mechokek. Why isn't the Ramban consistent? If the Ramban passes like the Ramban and the Rashba in Sivveis, when it came to the whole figure of Lord Fly and Vinalei, so over here she screamed and says, no, she can't grab it. She loses it all in 4 weeks. The stock of the Ramban and the Rashba. That's the kasha of the Chelkos Mechokek. Why over here is the Ramban silent? Ramban should scream. That's what he is. That's what he is. He doesn't understand the Ramban. This is as follows. Says, it came, if you want to look at from the flip side, I'm a babe, the third line. Everyone see the place? In the Chelkos Mechokek. Vian Kane, Tema Larav Maharamo. Maharamo is the quote. Ramo we call him. We don't find all the Mahas. It wasn't mine if we take away the extra titles. Ramo, got on the Ramo Shmo. Shalo, Inske, Kanaka, Luka, Shnia, Vidasa, Rajbo. Moreta Sabinale, the Lomahani feast of Nisei Tzon Barzel. Kimosha Hiske Bechaluka Rishona, Pedasar Ashbol Yael, the Sinbeis Vahagor, with the Omra Ma'aspinu, the Mahani feast of Nisei Tzon Barzel against the Rambam. But why does the Rambam be consistent? If you mention the Rambam, he mentioned the Rambam Ashbol Yael, like Moritz alive, why we quote them when it came to Bina Mitzarna? Afsha Ev Shaloma. The Da'at HaRav. Rahu's the Rav. The Ramon. Great respect and reverence to the Ramon. The Hadin Im HaMuzza. The Ha'isha Toma Kimli Kla Rambam. The Mahani Tvisa. That will explain why Yod Tvisa works in the case of Bina Matana. Well, the El Im Lo Tops the Ha'isha. Yochal HaBa'al Oma Kimli Ki HaRajbo. That's why he says that he gets it and she doesn't grab it. Almost a push, a lama pulse of the carcass or some basil, etc. It's a different story. Why is the carcass different? So he suggests chatting to Ramon. Ramon's not sure. Ramon is pussy footing. He didn't know who's right. Is the Rambam right or is the Rambam and Rashba right? So in every case he follows the Mugzah. So when it comes to Bina Mitzarna, when the Ramah says that if she grabs it, it's hers. I, the Ramban, and I'm supposed to be losing in 4 weeks. It's a fake in Adina. If she grabs it, it's hers. While the bottom, in Moyes Alai, Ramah passes like the Ramban and the Rashba, the what? So if she grabs it, it's hers. Right? And if she grabs it, it's hers. But if not, it's his because he's a Muslim. Again, follow the Ramban. That's what the Ramah is interpreted by the Chelkos Mechokek. But I want you sitting here, to give me a better shot. I want, not 1 second. I want you to give me a better shot. So first of the Chelkos Mechokek, the Ramah Paskin, he's not sure. So you always follow the Mugzah. You always follow the Mugzah and it works out. He's not sure who's right, the Ramah or the Ramban or Rashba, if he follows the Mugzah. I want you to give me a better shot. Because the chalk, right, stairs in the face. The answer is right, it's written, it's printed. It's printed. I didn't print it first, but they will print it before me. But it's printed in the chalk. No, nobody knows. Staring in the face. Nobody? If the Manasha, who's he pass like? The Rambam? Or the Rambam and the Rashba? He's Stira.
Last time we had this question, it seemed that he was really hustling like he rushed.
That's the answer. Stop. Stop. That's the answer. He doesn't pass like the Rambam. Doesn't pass like the Ramban. Doesn't pass like the Rashbam. Ellie, you wanted to say that? Oh. He passes like the Rush. Look at the Rush. The Rush says, by Binalei Mitzanalei, that the same as the Mechaber, same as the Rambam. That's what I'm all styled in Siv Gimel. Not because he's pussy-footing, it's a hidden the hair, I put the feast of fake. No. He simply passed like the Rush. Who says that about Shmuel? Yes, he does. The Beis Shmuel and Siv Kut Mechavol. Says as follows. He says, Ufakasati, Laha Rambam or Rashba, La Mahani Tfisa Benichse Tzon Barza. So Tfisa would not work. So why the Ramah, why was he silent? The Hishmit Kan Baita, the Ramah, why? Came in the Rova Polskim, Polskim Alayim. Who were the Rova Polskim? Rambam, Ran, and here's the key word. The next word was the key word. What's the next word? Tur. Who does the Tur really mean? Who does he represent? The Rosh, that's the verb. It's really the Mahani Tzvisa. The Mashal B'Mordechai. The Shem Shivitz Maharam. I told you, the Maharam in Wittenberg is the one, if you had to pick one person who we passed like more than anybody else, it's probably the Maharam in Wittenberg. The Rosh is his Talmud. If you take the Maharam in Wittenberg. It's the same school as I discussed with another Talmud in a different context. That, whatever the Maharam in Wittenberg says, goes. It's built in the community where I'm all through various Kalim, whether it goes through the Kolbo, or whether it goes through the Rush, it goes through the Tur. But the Maram said, end up in the Ramah, and it became the Halacha for Ashkenaz. Finish. You can't say I disagree. But don't tell me here this region and that region. Don't tell me this. This is the Halacha. better for her. Make it better for her in a certain way. Hold on a second. Let's continue. The nitzim aluk shalah in hain be'en. Nitzim. Nitzim aluk shalah in hain be'en. Which follows, that's the Gemara, right? Shalah, shalah, shalah. Except for the Rambam, you know, we're going out against the Rambam. The nitzim aluk, he says, shalah in hain be'en. Oh, dover haba mi kolba, no tlosa. Avalim kolu lagamri, ein abal tzorech l'shalem. Dinah dinah tzitzah. Question. Is Dina the Nesifta banking it better for him in any way? But it says, Kalu halagamri ain't about Sarah Shalim. What was Dina the Gemara? Was the Baal Chai of the Shalim if it was Nisim Aluk, which are Kalu Lagamri? So I was wondering about that myself. What made it, he has to, it makes it better for him? They get off the hook if it's not around? That's why I look at the gross of Sultan Zion. As I put on the very top of the column, let's say, well, look, I put in a parenthesis, Kayyamin, gross Zion. The gross Zion seems to say that the only time he's doing the Gemara, that the Nisqa will look at Shalah, is if they are Kayyamin. So when Dina the Mitzvah says that he doesn't have to pay her if it's not Kayyamin, it wasn't making it any better for him. And I was not trying to make it any better for him. The only thing I'm wondering about is this extra phrase. Dover acher habo mi kol kol. What does that mean? You have, let's say, a certain, car, which you used to rent out and make crap in the car. You sold the car and you bought a truck. So you rent out the truck. I suppose this same look at dover acher habo mi kol kol. What's the din of the Gemara on that? Is that also the same status or not? I wasn't sure. Is this last phrase of dover acher habo mi kol kol, is that meaning the Gemara, or that's also an innovation of the din of the Pacific? I'm not sure. Not sure about that particular practice. I don't know. This is the din of the Nesif. What about the Ksuba? Let's continue. Have a call match in Nesla, or Kosta Lo, Enon Otele Skloon. I feel the Kosta Skloon. That's the Matanas. That's the last column. Matanas always so low. So she's the one who broke it up. The Ein Kofan Otele the Garage against the Ramban version of the din of the Nesif. You don't force the divorce. But on the other hand, the low old soul, the old is slow. You don't force it either direction. What about the Ksuba? What about the Ksuba? Now they don't say, what about the Ksuba? What happened to the Ksuba? Well, hold on. Look, find the word Ksuba here. What does it say? Does it say anything at all? What does it say about the Ksuba? Did we skip it? Did we miss it? No? Say a word, huh? Okay. Strange. What about another one? Okay. If she is a lawyer for life, she loses it either in Yad according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, she loses it after you say Tzavit. So what does it in the Tzavit say? Since it says nothing, David is right. It should be Kedina Gemara. She loses it after 12 months. The Pashtus. Doesn't say a word about it. You may recall the Gaon in the Rush says that you give her the Ikra, that's called Tefa. That's not found in the Ramor. The Ramor, for some reason, doesn't seem to accept. Doesn't quote anything about this idea of Ikra, not called Tefa. Doesn't quote it. Doesn't say a word. You go back to the Dinah D'Gemara. Now, you may recall in the, can I take 2 minutes time out? Just keep your Shulchanok open. But let's see the Dinah Mesitta one more time inside of the Rush. Because you may have forgotten since Wednesday, it's already 5 days. It's the Shia of Shikra. I wanted to show you inside the Rush. In similar line of head. Yesterday, what's the question?
We're assuming, always throughout the figure, that she's at fault in the divorce.
She initiated
marriage unless he comes to give her, unless he demands the divorce.
No, in the past, we usually assume that he breaks up the marriage. Yeah. He's the one who gives the get. If she asks for it, she comes to make the whole Taram.
Even though the Taram is because of everything he's
all right. Done. So it's current initiative. Current initiative.
Okay.
Here's the Dina de Mesifter of both sides. Simma Lamed Hey. Adeno dina de gemar be maredes. Aber lo idna dina be vedina de mesifta ki di asya va amra lo be ina le lai gavra. Basically, can you let me give me a guess? This is presumably the case of Moritz alai. Yavina le gizli alta. Give her again immediately if you want. The Russian version. Vitavsa midi viktubasa maskinan mina. Sounds like Pasha if you lose it to the when. When? Immediately. Not me did it to Gemara. The Rambam does not say to the parish. It's why the Rambam? The Rambam is telling you saying she loses it to the media.
The rush.
Maybe the Rambam didn't want it. Why should it be worse than that would be?
No, maybe there are a lot of questions like that
by Dina Gemara. No, there's not. Hold on. The end of the rush? Hold on. This is what we saw before. What do we say, please? So we say, we said before, you know, the end belongs to her, Rabbi Tochan belongs to her, otherwise she doesn't have to pay. So in Basel, she gets, okay? Otherwise, you have to actually pay the money. Okay? Hazina Lagon, who says you give her Ikatsuba Mono Masai and Lakud. Now you do give her. You do give her Mono Masai. One of the times the Russian gives you first you give her nothing. He has to give her the Mono Masai. That's the Mesivta. He gives a shot why it's the Mesivta. What are they afraid about? The last wide line. They saw Kilkuba Benos Israel, Kimashu, Trey, Yashashata, told us Atman the Oath of the Coven, the Yoth of the Tabas Ra. Right, they're going to go become bad. Bitlu Shehiyah, they were afraid to wait 12 months. Benos and Rishut Sabah, the Garsha Miyad, below Shehiyah. Below Shehiyah, the fool, the Garsha, Chas V'Sholom. That'll be called Mabim, I'm there and be Yisrael. Oh, that's a terrible thing. That's what the Ramah, the Rosh said. We've got to be so pointed out that others disagree with this aspect. Now, the Rosh picks up the riff again. V'hadein Takanta, look carefully. Now I'm on the third line under the next page. So Adain Takanta lets Elohecha the Imrida Itzaba Bala the Be'in and the Mefak Minei through the Lord Boyalei. That means it's the case of Moisela. Abel and Chosa, she got sick. Oshoyeva Hashash Misa, she's afraid she's going to die. Look at this amazing drama, and the deathbed drama. Verosela, Piyat Mitachas Bala, can I tell you, Roshana? Unbelievable. She doesn't want her husband to get her money after she dies. She wants her children to get the money. The last minute, you want to pull off a fast, quickie divorce before death. It's a race to the finish. Death to divorce. Which will come first? Then says the Rif, Lesa Lahai Takanta. This Takana does not apply. Lo Avinan Ba'uvda. Uvachihai Nilsa Ikal Amema Heba De Mekor. Nakla Doraisa. To the Akwa Nakla Doraisa. Lo Tikin Rabona. Alpha Gab the Chazin and Bahim Milsa Plukta the Rabbos. It's a rich speaking Aramaic. The Saba Kamandana Lo Avdin and Takanta Bahim Milsa. This is what it says. You don't make a Takana in this kind of a case of what? Rabbos by what? Where she's trying to pull a fast one to stop the marriage and she should have for Yerusha purpose. That's considered underhanded Rabbos by. Says the, listen very carefully, says the Mordechai in Kuf Pei Zayin, the same Shiloh that the Rift quotes over here, his dispute with the others, is exactly the same Shiloh as guess what now? The Inale Umisarnale. The same idea. She's doing something, a fast one, against the husband. The Beis Shmuel in Sukkot Chavdayin quotes Ben Sasson. Do you see that one? The local Ben Sasson should have stopped it with that. Who's Ben Sasson? I think that's a modern kind of a name. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure Ben Sasson is. Look it up in your. But the Chazanish is Ben Sasson. You think he's a nobody? He's quoting this opinion in the Rif. According to this opinion in the Rif, that it works, this trick works, even when she's on a death, but she's trying to get out of it for other Yerusha purposes, so it's certainly worth for Dina Mitzanale also. Dina Mitzanale falls across the board. Yeah, we don't pass it that way. We pass it like the Rif against that disputant. We pass it only for the Moed alive, and not to Dina Mitzanale or the case of the deathbed. But don't call Ben Sasson a fumbler. Uranus. Ben Sasson is mistook because he's afraid maybe the other cheated the Rift is right. So like the Kazanish, hey, but there is an opinion about that. And even the Rambam had that opinion in terms of the Din of the Mesivta. He rejects it. But But there is such an opinion. But we pass on halacha only applies to the case of what? Of Moed Olam. That comes to this amazing thing which we read quickly on Wednesday. We'll read it again. This is follow. Listen carefully. The Chayin HaYadam HaRei Barbeinu Meirzal, the second wide line, the Dean of the Mesifta. He was afraid of shtick. Shtick. What shtick? How did I have to translate shtick? You know what I mean, the shtick. That they're going to get a good lawyer who will tell her the same lawyer to lie. So Chayin Rabbani. Not really much. She really hates him, but she'll get it. Don't say I hate him. Say I want Shalom Bayit. Because all Chayin Rabbani say today in Israel. Every single woman and man who comes to the bed in their straw with a fine about the money says, I want Shalom Bayit. But they're coached. Well, the Rav Ruka has what to say about these people. He says, I am a Tabala Hachrim. What do they have to say about it? Like a Cherim. In his Tio Shum Odom Eitzah, the whole thing is in Yosemite Baila. You make a Cherim against anybody who gave her this Eitzah to get the Nadan from her husband. Because Mika didn't she lose the Nadan. Now she's going to be able to get it. Ukshaya Nirala Orma Badaba. When he saw it was Fenegarai, Harama Orma. He was not given in the dunya. He was given in the dunya, nothing. Hilchos lo hayadam din mo'ez v'ayam moshe titin amas lo l'dvarel. Lama ayin amakub l'aleo. Oshe yamachala kol hamamo. Where do we see that expression? Who quoted this expression? We read it just a minute ago. Who quoted it? No? Your memory. Who quoted this expression? I told you the case we had in Riverdale. Machala kol hamamo with the gambling. Who quoted this expression? The Ramah, of course. Ramah takes all the Torah of the Maharami written books in the Rosh and he prints it. Let's not go back. Now that we finished this, we can close the Gemara for the moment and go back to the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. See it again. Listen, Rabbi. Come on. The Ramah says that she has a master barak, his own shomeret, she ain't all up with Erech Hashara, u'mechala mamono. That's the fourth line of the Ramah. So you have dinat to the sister. The whole story. What about the armor business? So that's what the Ramah quoted later on. We're skipping one line I'm going to talk to later. With a lot of love of the grudge. More than halfway down the page. The Yeshama. Oh. The Metilin Cherim. Who said so? Brackets. No. Tour of Hashem. No. Mahara. The Ramah. The Rabbi Rutenberg. In B'nei Adam Limdua Limro. Osha Osa Kachmish and Kats of Kats. Ola Hotsi Imenu Mamono. Mamono Mimenu. Oza Filu Masha Tavsa. Mina Chosel. Notlin Miyadam Abzirin Labal. What does that mean? We go beyond Dina de Gemara in the other direction. Rabbosai, it's unbelievable what the Rabbi Rutenberg did over here. The Dina de Mesifta was to make it better for the woman, better than Dina de Gemara. If he smells a rat, what did he do to Maram? He didn't just go back to Dina de Gemara. What did he do? Made it worse, Dina de Gemara. Dina de Gemara, if she grabs it, it turns. Dina de Mesifta, if she's a this Alma, it's going to his. So how can that be? How can that be? Kind of go beyond the Gemara. How's it possible? So the Chelkos Mechoka can't believe it himself. And he claims in Sikhot Mechof Hei that this is based upon the Rajba. The Rajba, he said. What did the Rajba say? The Rajba said that by Be'inale and Mitzarnale, even if she grabs it, it goes back to... it doesn't work. She loses everything. No, on the very top. So she loses completely. So they ram the chaz of the whole chaz and Ramah. That what happened over in the Ramah? But if she is pulling a fast one, even though she says more is a lie, we give her the same halachic status as what? Rabbi says what? No, being a mitzvah. Therefore, comes the chaz of the whole and says, question: the clear implication of the Rishonim is that being a mitzvah was made for whose benefit, Rabbi says, primarily. Well, not totally, but primarily for what? For her benefit. So the only difference that came up with my answer of integration is who? It's for his benefit. The Kavanish holds patience. Into the case. Wait a second. After 12 months, if he refuses to give her the Nifte Tzon Barzo as Dina Dimitri,